Maua lai vau, polai ua mea, Jack Kirifi from the village of Eva is currently employed by Taranaki Rugby Football Union, where he holds a number of titles, positions, Senior Rugby Development Officer, Coach Development, Pacifica Liaison Person, and Māori and Pacifica Rugby Academy Manager. Maulai Vale joins us now on Pacific Days to tell us more about his current roles, as well as look back on his awesome playing career alongside some of the legendary players in the golden era of Auckland rugby in the 80s and 90s. And thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
And thank you, Brian, for having me here today.
Well, firstly, Maulai Vau, Whamunumole, Lawalau Fionga, tell us a little bit about, well, Taranaki and our Pacific community in Taranaki.
I tell you what, Brian, here's a well-kept secret. I think a lot of our people should come and visit me in Taranaki. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. We don't have a lot of Pacifica people down here, as you probably know, but we are growing. We are growing. Our population is about 120,000. 1.5% is PI, which is around about 2,000 plus. So we are growing. We are growing very well, and it's a wonderful, wonderful place.
Now, of course, you're with Taranaki Rugby Football Union. Maulai Vau, how did you end up in Taranaki? Was it through rugby or some other avenue?
You're a funny man, Brian. And some other avenue, well, I met a lovely lady up in Auckland and I end up down here, as we do. I've been down here 25 years. Just to cut a long story short, Brian, I met my lovely wife, Donna, up in Auckland. And then, we came down to visit, as we do with family. And, I've never left Taranaki since.
And 20-something years later, you're still there. That's awesome. Now,
it must be true, love, Brian.
Come on. Now, Taranaki Rugby Football Union. I've mentioned, a few of the roles, and oh my goodness, I don't even know how you begin to balance. But if you could, please, Maulai Vau, can you give us an overview of some of your responsibilities within those roles with Taranaki Rugby Football Union? Whamunumole, lover.
Yeah, I think the bottom line for what I do, Brian, is to develop people on and off the field. But I've been in my role for about 14 plus years now, and it's mainly to, for a start, is to coach rugby skills. And then from there, you move on to developing the person as a whole, and then you look from players to rugby coaches and then supporters. And what role do they play in our community, especially in Taranaki? So, and then add to that is my Pacifica role, which is mainly to connect our Pacifica people into the lay of the rugby land here and the waka here in Taranaki. And what role do they need to play and what opportunities are there for them?
Other than the rugby skills, when you're working with players up and coming or established, Maulai Vau, what is it that you're looking for? You get a feeling? Is it something that you can see in, just in the way that they train? What are you looking for?
That's a very, very good question, and I hope a lot of our people are listening over here. You and I can coach probably the catch and pass, the tackle, the kicking. But what I'm looking for is to connect the missing parts into the lives of players and their whānau and their family and their ainga. So as an example, Brian, things like nutrition, how to eat well as an athlete, as a rugby player, the pathway in rugby. Where do you go from high school into club, into academy, into high performance team like the NPC or Super or the All Blacks. So those are the things that are missing in our rugby, and especially our community people, the Pacifica people.
Maole Val, you know, it's been, well, for many years, the pathway for many of our Pacifica players coming over from the islands, maybe through school scholarship and then, you know, going into the local feeder system. When you are working with Pacifica players in particular, and, you know, if they're sort of new to New Zealand culture, etc., how do you help them to sort of find their feet, as it were, to, you know, establish themselves, especially with when you're dealing with things like homesickness, you know, a foreign country, and especially the cold during winter? Well, you know, how do you manage that space?
So Brian, probably the best example I can give a lot of players, especially here in Taranaki, is that because I have walked the steps that they're in, you know, as a young boy arriving from Iwa Sawa'i into Auckland and then here in Taranaki. So every time I tell a story of what they need to do, so those are the things that I have walked myself. And because I'm in the rugby system for a while now, I sort of I work from community rugby into the high performance rugby. So you know the lay of the land as here in New Zealand and what needs to be done as rugby continue to evolve forward. That means we just have to keep on catching up with the latest trend, the latest things that are happening out there, and not to be left behind. I think if we are left behind, Brian, is that because we're not, first, we're not willing to learn or ask the questions, or we go back into our default setting of, we're too shy, or we don't know who to ask. But, you know, as I love listening to your show, and you know, some of and most of us PI, you know, we know the word, and as you know, as the word say, if you don't knock, it's not going to be open. If you don't ask, it's not going to be answers. You know, all those little things like that. And I think if we want to be true to ourselves, we need to continue to find the new thing that rugby is on at the moment, so that our players and our little generations will. Up with the play, so to speak.
Maole Vau, you know, another big thing I didn't mention was the, you know, our ngangana. For you, when you first came over from, you know, Samoa, Iwa and Sawa'i, how did you overcome that barrier? Because I'm assuming that would be a very major obstacle, the language, you know?
It's a massive learning curve. All of us been through it, and every time I hear of our grandfathers and fathers who come before us, you know, I wonder how they dealt with that. And I suppose us islanders were so good with sign language, so that helped a bit. But, you know, for me, hence the name Jack, and I've been known Jack for a long, long time, Brian. When I first arrived here, as you alluded to, my first name is Paul Uamir. And, you know, a boy arriving in New Zealand with no English or little English, I didn't know how to tell my friends or the Palangi students how to pronounce my names. And my dad's name is Siaki, which is a lot easier to pronounce. And yeah, one of my friend who was at school with me at the time said, say Aluya Siaki, Aluya Jack. And I've been Jack ever since.
Now, Maole Vau, you know, in the 80s and 90s, you had the privilege to play along some of the great names. I mean, if we're looking at rugby now, the 80s and 90s, the golden era of Auckland rugby dominance. And I mean, you're looking at guys like, Tuia Sisia, Brian Williams, Andy Hayden, Joe Stanley, Peter Fatialofa, Vainga Tuinga Mala, the Iceman, Michael Jones, and that. And, you know, for you, as much as you love playing alongside your Pacifica, you know, brothers at the time, surely maybe a little frustrating. I mean, I'm even looking at names like Frank Bunsen, Xavier Tama and Ronnie Clark. Might have been quite frustrating for you to sort of break through to that, you know, that next tier. How did you manage that?
I think you are right there, correct, Brian. I think I was very blessed to be in the company of those legends in rugby. And I think for me, that was my saving grace at the time, you know, try and find my feet in New Zealand. So rugby was my saving grace. And not only that, I surrounded my people with the deliberateness action that I did was to surround my people with some good role models at that time. You know, and as you mentioned, Brian William was one of the biggest role model ever. You know, before I left Samoa, everybody's was just talking about this man with big legs and, you know, and so on and so on and so on. And I didn't even know, Brian, I was in the team with Brian William in 1982 when I first made the Ponsonby team. You know, I just thought, who am I to be in such companies? And apparently I did some good things. And 7, 8 years seasons later, I was still in the team at Ponsonby. And it's really nice. But, you know, probably the advice I can give a lot of young PI players is don't ever think that they're not good enough. You know, at that time, Brian, I knew I had something to offer, even though my English wasn't good, but I knew I was someone that had something to offer, and I knew time will come, and then I'll find my voice, which I do now. But at the time, all those lessons that I learned from Eva Savai through my dad and family, you know, I brought it out into action, even though I didn't have a voice at that time. And so, for the young ones, just keep on staying in the fight and believe in yourselves.
Finally, Moleva, when you mentioned your late father, and I know how much he meant to you, and sadly, you know, passing away when you were quite young, what would be, you know, what was the main lesson or lessons that you took away from your upbringing, which helped you on this journey and overcoming so many obstacles to where you are now when you think about your late dad?
Yeah, I suppose like you and I talk about the word that a lot of our Pasifika people understand. I think for us is, be more of a doer than just a listener. You know, by doing the work, you get to understand. And the other thing too, that for us, I think a lot of our PI people, we need to listen more. I think if we listen more, then we understand the message that's coming. And the other one too is just continue to believe in your upbringing and your ainga. You know, we all have a role to play in our community and life, whether you're a gardener, whether you are a laborer, whether you are a lawyer or whatever. Everybody has a role to play, and you just need to play your part well and enjoy it.
Mm. And finally, of course, Maulai Vau se whasoa mo kako akung o Samoa o whafunga mai nei aso.
Yeah. Yeah, five time more famu yang am taro sanga le pa iya man malu samo five time four mo five for nine ne yaso. Ola ulo ola fso swani ya tili ya tumo afa pe ainga ya mfana ula iti. Ia awone I fefe fa alile esu eva no ulo mawai. I mese lava le kakola kapi samo a le fesili e le mawaritali, a le tuitui e le talarifaitotoa, e iai atangata o loo I community ese, o loo lava le tomai, ma le malama lama, ma le poto, e soswani e tato whanau, o loo, you know, up and coming young players. So, tamo whai lava iai, whai le fesili o loo awa noa fo iau, nei taonaki pe awha pe e fia mawa soswani, o lesi iau, ngaluenga leo te mafau fau yei mole lumanai o se whaiale o le whaiale o se Pacific Academy nei taonaki. O lea lavalai mafau fau ma te talo yei me whape nei. Ai o lau a sosoanina yei mātua a pere whanau. Ia tamo whaila ve whaile fesili o si tai whai a onga ma fesili le o le meta o le pāfua I whaile le rugby gaming ei. How do you go from club to rip football and so on and so on, and what do you need to do to achieve those goals? Me ka uanga I va gaming Yes, we have just one like Titina Mole that old Pacific Rineas.
Very big. Thank you for taking lava lava fionga maulai val apolai apolai mea Jack Kirifi with the Taranaki Rugby Football Union. Been so blessed speaking with you this afternoon, maulai val, and all the very best molunu manai and your ongoing work. God bless ia manuia faptai.
Yeah, God bless you too, Brian. Manuia faptai lava.